are here.
Madame.
Oh, the cookies are here.
It's sort of goosebumps of nostalgia there. The cookies are here. That's the announcement of Girl Scouts saying, yes, it's time to buy your Girl Scout cookies.
That's right.
What are your favorite flavors?
I like the thin mints, and I like the shortbread cookies.
Well, for our food segment today here on The Takeaway, we have assembled two fantastic cooks, our dear friends Kim Severson and Melissa Clark, who both write for our partner, The New York Times. Kim is right here in the studio, a Girl Scout yourself once.
Yes, in fact,
very
I was
impressive.
A Girl Scout.
Very impressive. And Melissa Clark, who's on the line from rainy Brooklyn. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Were you a Girl Scout?
You know, I never even met a Girl Scout when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn. It was very sad. I didn't know it was an option.
Brooklyn, Girl Scout deprived.
So I just want to point out, she was never an actual Girl Scout. I'm just saying.
All right. Which gives you a sense of the tension here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Before I explain the contest that we're about to embark upon, let me introduce Chelsea Masterson, a real Girl Scout.
Yes.
From the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
And you are the top cookie seller in your region of New Jersey for the past 3 years?
Exactly. I sold 1,815 boxes of cookies last year.
Whoa.
Wow.
And that's a chunk of change, right?
Oh, yeah. It got me to Alaska.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So that paid for your trip, for your troop to go to Alaska, or you just personally?
Personally.
Wow, that's nice. So Girl Scout cookie season for you means what, Chelsea?
A lot of responsibility, but great rewards at the end. Like Alaska, and I've been to Australia with it too, and it's a great experience to get out there and see the world because of cookies.
All right. Now, we're doing a food segment here, Chelsea. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are asking a kind of a dangerous question, and I want to know how it affects you. We've asked Melissa Clark and Kim Severson to do a little improving on a sort of home version of their favorite Girl Scout cookies, all right?
Okay.
Does that concern you at all that people would be making their own cookies instead of buying yours?
Maybe a little. It's cool.
There's the more sensitivity here. So we have to tread lightly in this segment, that's for sure. All right, we are going to ask you, Chelsea, to judge what Kim and Melissa have brought in this morning, all right?
Okay.
So first, Kim Severson, why did you agree to be a part of this, and what did you decide to try to improve on?
Well, on the side of every cookie, it says courage, confidence, and character.
It sure does.
And to make a recipe with leftover Girl Scout cookies takes all three of these, I'd like to point out. The challenge was take leftover Girl Scout cookies and do a new recipe with them.
Wow.
I would never dare try to make an original Girl Scout cookie because, you know, really.
All right. So explain what you came up with here.
All right. Well, I know Melissa Clark is a wily competitor. She writes a great recipe column for us in the Times. And, it was a big challenge. So I thought she's probably going to go sweet. So I went savory. And what I did was made what I call milk and cookies fried chicken. So I soaked it in buttermilk, used some cayenne pepper, some crushed shortbread cookies and some flour, and then made some fried chicken.
So the shortbread...
So take that, Melissa.
The shortbread becomes... The shortbread becomes the breading.
Yes.
And you fry the chicken, all right, and that's
Chelsea.
Now in front of Chelsea Masterson.
Go
wait, before you taste, let's get Melissa's. Melissa, what did you decide to do here?
Actually, it's really funny. I went sweet and savory because I was thinking the only thing you can do with Girl Scout cookies to make them better, really, is to add bacon because bacon makes everything better. And I was thinking, now, I was never a Girl Scout, so I don't really know this for a fact, but I assume that you guys go hiking, right? So in my mind, I thought, well, trail mix. You need trail mix on a hike. So I made a do-si-do trail mix. I took the peanut butter do-si-do cookies, chopped them up with candied bacon and candied nuts.
Wow.
Melissa Clark with her famous bacon gambit once again.
Bacon is cheating, Melissa. Bacon is cheating.
All right, settle down, you guys. Settle down. All right, Chelsea Masterson, it's all up to you.
Explain
what you're tasting, which one you're tasting first, and then give us your reaction.
Okay.
Chelsea is now...
She's reaching for the chicken. She's tasting the chicken.
I'd also like
to point out that the chicken's cold. When it's hot, it's a little bit better, Chelsea.
Let me influence you. Settle down.
Same with the bacon, Kim. Same with the bacon.
Hey, guys. We're going to disqualify
her. She said, Chelsea Masterson has said,
All right, some positive. All right, go to the next dish there, Chelsea.
She's now trying Melissa Clark's trail mix with the bacon.
Took a big bite there.
Large.
Mm-hmm. All right, now empty your mouth there, swallow, take a drink of water, collect your thoughts there, Chelsea. How much tension do you feel, Melissa, right now?
Oh, my God, my stomach is all a flutter.
Kim?
Melissa, you're going down, sister.
If I had to lose, at least it's to you. But let's see what Chelsea says. Chelsea is our judge here.
Okay. The fried chicken, I liked how the shortbread cookie added a little bit of sweetness to it instead of like the plain just fried chicken. And I was surprised how much I liked the bacon mixed in with the Do-si-dos and the candy. It's an interesting mix, and it actually works together really well.
Okay, so who's the winner here,
Chelsea?
You
have to decide. You want a little more time to decide?
Courage.
You want a little more time to decide? I'll give you a little more time.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So while she's thinking, let's ask a practical question. Kim Severson, is there anything for cooks here to take away from this little contest and the idea that we do have leftover Girl Scout cookies at the end of the spring?
That's the interesting question. Do you actually have?
I don't. I've got 11-year-old.
But if you do, you know, there are a lot of things you can do with them. I would also like to point out I have a very simple recipe for you if you're still deciding. And this is the easiest thing ever.
I believe she's bribing Chelsea now
whipped cream,
another thin mint on top, and you have a thin mint whoopie pie. So you just think about that, honey, while you're deciding.
I did a refrigerator cake, whipped cream, thin mint in the fridge overnight, refrigerator cake, same concept.
Oh,
well, I'll point out, Melissa, that you're in Brooklyn and I'm in the studio.
You were a Girl Scout and I was. I know. See, everything is stacked against me here.
But we can agree.
I am the underdog, Chelsea.
We can agree, though, that thin mints are really the sort of popular cookie, right?
Oh, yes, frozen.
Okay, Chelsea, it's time to decide.
I'm going to have to go with the trail mix.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah, it was really different. It was different. It was the way it worked together was really good.
And you do go hiking.
Proves.
I do, yeah.
Chelsea, I thought there was something between us as Girl Scout to Girl Scout.
Sorry.
Do you see all these merit badges on this sash? Huh?
Yeah.
Do you see that? Do you see,
apparently
do you see how
I don't have the suck up to new Girl Scout badge on there. I would have won.
A lot of bitterness. Kim Severson, food writer for our partner, The New York Times, and author of the new memoir, Spoon Fed. Thanks so much. And, you know, we do have a parting gift for you. On your way out of the studio, Chelsea Masterson, Girl Scout since kindergarten, has been the top cookie seller in her region of New Jersey for the past 3 years. How many did you sell this year?
1,815 last year.
Nice work.
Wow.
And to our champion of the bacon in the kitchen, Melissa Clark, food writer for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you. This was fun.
And we leave you with a little Ted Nugent there on our way out of the hour.
If you want to try out these recipes, you can go to our website. We post a Melissa Clark's recipe for Do-si-do bacon nut trail mix and the thin mint icebox cake. Also, Kim Severson's milk and cookies fried chicken. And we'll have a video of this taste test here in the studio on the website as well at thetakeaway.org. If you have a creative Girl Scout cookie recipe, share it, because we'd love to get it from our listeners.
If you think the tension was intense just in audio, when you go to the website and
see
the video and you see the expression on Severson's face,
the
blood drain
muscles
from her face when she realized
she lost.
Teeth
gritted. Later this morning, we're going to talk about the President's Forum today. He's holding a forum on work flexibility. If you had flexible hours at work, if you are working from home or you were able to telecommute, we want to know if you are setting your own hours, would you be more productive? Because that's a really good question.
Yes. Can I go home now?
No.
Okay. Right.
All right. I actually know this for a fact because I myself worked from home when I was working for National Public Radio, and I can say I was more productive than I wanted to be. You can give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Have you worked from home, John?
When I worked for NPR in the Middle East, I was basically working 24/7. Yeah, it was really flexible work time.
Yeah, you don't ever get to go home from work. No, that's the problem with working from home. I'm Celeste Headlee.
Public Radio. It's a sweatshop. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The cookies are here!
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.